Very troubling was the tampering that appears to have happened between the Office of the President and the communications that were supposed to go to the auditor confidentially to give us unfiltered, unadulterated information. They interfered with the investigation that the auditor had, and that, to me, is troubling, and the response that the President had. I don't believe she was fully forthright. I know she wasn't in the hearing, and that has gravely concerned me.
You and some of your Republican colleagues are asking to subpoena some records, budget records, invoices, those kinds of things. What are you looking for? Do you feel like there may have been some law broken, perhaps, or what?
I want to get to the facts. That's the first part. The office has had a problem with candor, both in terms of the financial documents. There's still a lot of unanswered questions that the auditor was unable to get information about. We need to get that out there. But secondly is this issue of how the University Office of the President interfered with the communications. They actually took some of the input that was supposed to go to the auditor, crossed it out, and edited it to make it sound better, and then gave it forward. And that was directed at the highest level from President Napolitano, something that she did not agree with at the hearing. And that, to me, is troubling. I do believe the best way to deal with it is fact-finding subpoenas. Get the full information in a disciplined way so we have the facts.
Could you see this leading to her resignation?
I will leave that up to the regents and the president. But I tell you, this is the most troubling audit I've seen. In the auditor said in her testimony on Wednesday, in her 17 years, she has never seen that type of interference in this type of audit report. And that should cause everyone to take a look and see what's the appropriate action.